This is Allie Marshall. I'm talking to Zee Avi. She's a brushfire recording artist originally from Malaysia, and she's known for her hit Bitter Heart. She's also performed on stages with Jack Johnson and other brushfire artists, so you might know her from that. She is coming to Asheville on Monday, February 27th, and she will be playing at Jack of the Wood. Tracks on this podcast are from Zee Avi's latest album, Ghost Bird. They include Swell Window and Sibo Katak Nagis, which is sung in her native Malay language.
Tell me more about that, about travel and how it impacts your writing, because I've always thought that musicians who travel a lot, that it seems like that would give you so much material to draw from.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, with touring and everything, you know, and it's nice to have a career, I guess, you know, that is married to traveling. And those are, you know, I can't ask for better combinations than that. You know, and it's nice, although, you know, sometimes when you're on the road and when you're on tour and you're only in a city or a certain place for maybe, you know, for a couple of hours, so you kind of have to, you know, again, practice a sort of mental strength to soak everything in within the 2 hours or the brief time that you'll be there.
Yeah.
And just sort of learn from whatever you can learn and see whatever you can see and just sort of soak whatever you can soak in that short period of time. But travel has a lot to do with everything. I mean, I can't not be in a certain place in a certain amount of time where I'll get really antsy.
Yeah,
And it's physical escapism. And writing is definitely an escape too, so they're a good pair.
Is it important to you to incorporate that tropical? There's so much of the tropical sound in Ghost Bird, and I wonder, like, do you imagine someday doing an album that doesn't have that so much? Like, maybe it's the ukulele, and I think it's also your singing style, or is that something
that? Yeah, you know, I mean, the songs that are in Ghost Bird, well, most of my songs, I mean, if you listen to my first record, it's very different.
Yeah, right.
And like I said, you know, just being in different places, you know, as a writer, you're affected by your surroundings no matter what you try to do. But it's not, definitely not like an intentional thing. Like, it's definitely not something that I go in and I'm like, okay, I want this to have this vibe or I want this to have that vibe, you know. It just sort of writes itself that way. And there's just no way to explain it, but, I mean, eventually, you know, and in Ghost Bird itself, like, every song sounds really different from each other, even. Like,
right.
You know, Book of Mormon Johnson doesn't sound like Concrete Wall or 31 Days or, you know, and it's just a variety for different moods where I wrote in my different moods. So I'm very excited to, you know, to see where my growth process will go and how my songs will sound musically, melodically, lyrically for the third album as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm with you on that one. I'm wondering too.
Sayang, sibuk kita nangis mulut urang nang kadang. Oh sayang, jangan ambil hati, tok kelak akan pergi si lama lagi.
I think it's really interesting that you ended up on Brushfire, because even though you're from a totally different part of the world, your music does share some similarities with a lot of the artists on that label. And I know that you've done some performing with Jack Johnson and ALO. And did that surprise you at all when you kind of discovered, or maybe you don't even feel like you share a sound with them?
I feel so blessed to be with the Brushfire family.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of such an amazing roster of really amazing artists. And I've met most of them, and they're, you know, just as amazing as, you know, their work as people and as musicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that really surprised me was actually being signed.
Yeah.
Because I never intended to be a musician or a performer or even a singer, actually. And when they discovered me on YouTube, that was a point in my life where I did it anonymously as well. And the videos, you know, it's just half of my face. So that was just me trying to neutralize the fact that, you know, even though YouTube was kind of a visual outlet, but I wanted it to, you know, not force, but encourage people to listen to the music more rather than, you know, visually, which defeats the whole purpose of being on YouTube, but I'm a rebel like that.
That's funny.
And then, you know, and then when the whole thing just sort of happened, it's still pretty surreal to me that I get to do this. I get to wake up every day now with a reason to, you know, basically just be inspired day in and day out and listen closely and look more closely to things. And you know, being a part of the Brushfire crew, I couldn't get any better than that.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, it's so much freedom and it just encourages me to be, you know, better as a musician, as well as a person, actually.